From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Armed security guards who were abruptly pulled from a proposed mine site in northern Wisconsin last month are now licensed. Bulletproof Securities was briefly protecting the site, but pulled back when it became clear last month that the Arizona firm had not received a license to operate in Wisconsin. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Safety and Professional Services announced this week that the firm is now licensed. Bulletproof originally began operating on the 4th of July at the site of the potential iron ore pit mine proposed by Gogebic Taconite. The firm was brought on just weeks after an incident in which mine opponents with covered faces slashed tires, damaged equipment, destroyed a worker's camera, and took her cell phone. A Thunder Bay man was scratched and bitten during an attack last Saturday by a black bear at Sandbar Provincial Park near Ignace, north of International Falls. Provincial police said that the 42-year-old man told officers that he was sitting on a picnic table looking out at the lake when a bear attacked him from behind. He was able to get away and waited in the water until the animal walked away. When he felt it was safe and got out of the water, the man was attacked by the bear again. This time, one of the dogs attempted to protect the owner and was killed. The man managed to make it to the park's ranger station. He was treated for cuts and a puncture wound to his back at Dryden Regional Health Center. A 20-year-old man drowned in the Temperance River in northeastern Minnesota. According to the Cook County Sheriff's Office, Pavel Schreffling of Eden Prairie was swimming on the Lake Superior side of Minnesota Highway 61 just below a bridge at about 5:25 p.m. last Friday when he got caught in the current. Deputies say his brother tried to reach him but couldn't because of the current. He was underwater for about 4 to 5 minutes before the current released him. Bystanders tried to resuscitate him for 20 to 30 minutes before an ambulance arrived, but he was pronounced dead at Cook County North Shore Hospital. The Duluth Police Department has released the times and locations related to a recent rash of vehicle break-ins, 98 total since the 21st of July. Most of the crimes were committed in the early morning hours after midnight. The department released a warning about the trend on its Facebook page on Saturday last. Since then, there have been 18 more break-ins. Police ask people to avoid keeping any valuables in their vehicle and to call 911 to report any suspicious people or activity in their neighborhood. The vehicle break-ins have occurred throughout the city, including the Canal Park, Denfeld, and Central Hillside areas, as well as downtown parking ramps. John Myers in the Duluth News Tribune has updated the Paul Brandt missing person story as of Thursday this week. He writes, 82-year-old Brandt went looking for blueberries along the Gunflint Trail on the 1st of August and then disappeared, baffling search and rescue teams who have been looking for him ever since. On Wednesday, the Cook County Sheriff's Office said they had suspended the formal search for Brandt, a lifetime resident of the area. Cook County Chief Deputy Alif Lundy said, I can't tell you how frustrating this is to not have found him, but I don't know what else we could have done. The official announcement added that all reasonable locations had been searched without success. Lundy said Brandt's family was still out looking on Wednesday and that local pilots also are expected to continue looking for Brandt. Lundy said there's no evidence of foul play or that Brandt ended up in a lake or river. He said there are a few wetlands out there, but any lake is a ways away. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.